This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner. Had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley Head knocks down a three.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop Viege. 62 McPherson, 58 Viege in overtime.
Everything happening in the sports world. Even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who is ready for a little Bullpup soccer tonight.
Soccer.
This is Mr. Steve Sell.
Mr. Soccer. Mr. Soccer.
I think that's what...
I've become Mr. Soccer after seeing so many games this year.
That's true. Well, you know how in basketball they have the Mr. Basketball Award?
Yeah, right.
I think we need to give Steve a Mr. Soccer Award.
Or Mr. Snarky.
Yeah, well, you already got that. Maybe we need to let Steve start playing golf with one of those soccer golf balls.
Yeah.
Where it's got the different...
Oh, yeah.
What is it? A hexagon?
Gary Hess was playing.
Yeah.
Craig Corrigan always plays one of those.
I gave one to Coach Kinnaman one time. It was a golf ball with pink soccer ball, little octagons or hexagons.
I'm sure that one went into the practice bag.
It might have gone into the trash. Right there next to the first tee. Well, we're getting closer and closer to one of the first really big weekends for Bullpup Sports. And so later on in this show, we want to talk about what's coming up this weekend, what's coming up tonight with Bullpup Soccer as they wrap up the regular season and a chance to get to the 14-win mark, as well as their 11th shutout of the season. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, as well as everything that's coming up next week. Because next week, I mean, when you look at the fall sports schedule, they kind of have this similar week as well, where the playoffs are all starting to end
right at
a similar time. Basketball is a little, or the basketball season, winter sports season is a little different because wrestling kind of ends at a different day, swimming ends at a different day, the basketballs are all there. But the spring, it's like everything culminates in about this 7-day window.
Right, it really does.
Where you can tell, this is the biggest window maybe of the entire school year's sports schedule, and McPherson is going to be very competitive in almost everything.
Yeah, it really does. The big first event, though, you talked about starts tomorrow.
Yes.
Class 4A state tennis down at Winfield. It's going to be McPherson and Wichita Collegiate, 1-2 or 2-1. We don't know how it's going to shake down. And if you just heard my sell on sports, it could come down to the very last match on the court.
And wouldn't that be something?
And it could be like a seventh place match.
Right.
Because the points are going to be so close. Those consolation matches, they count. You know, every point counts. And that's why that's why the Bullpups are so happy to have all six entrants in. Of course, Collegiate's got all six. Smoky Valley's got all six. My man John Bella doing a great job up there. But I think Miege has maybe five or six.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I don't have that right in front of me. But it's going to be a great tournament, and it's going to come down. If the Bullpups play as they have all year, they're going to be the state champion because they're going to, in doubles especially, they should score more doubles points than Collegiate. Collegiate was second and sixth at their regional. McPherson was first and fourth. And then both teams were 1-2 in singles at their respective regionals. And you know, McPherson beat Collegiate at the league meet by a couple points.
Well, but, and at the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, yeah. But at the league meet, Collegiate went a different way. They took their two best players and made them a doubles team. Now, they've split those guys up, and they've gone strong singles. So the Bullpups are fortunate in that they are strong singles and strong with the number one doubles team of Nolan Schrader and Caden Stewart.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in this show. Here in a minute, let's talk about the Royals. But before we do that, We have reached the moment that everybody has been waiting for the NBA postseason. We are down to the conference finals.
Finally.
And these are the matchups that everybody has been waiting to see after Boston beat Philadelphia last night, 114-112. Do you still trust the process?
Have you ever seen a team butcher the end of games like Philadelphia did in that
they
series?
They had a rough series.
Man, I mean...
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, there were at least two, maybe three games that of the four games they lost, three of them, they just butchered the end. They butchered the end of last night's game. They butchered another game at the end. Philadelphia's got to be kicking themselves. This should have been a seven-game series because there's very little that separates the two teams.
I had this feeling, and I was telling somebody about this last night, I had this feeling that Boston would win this series. I didn't think it would be this convincing, but I kind of thought the moment was a little bit too big Philadelphia.
Ben Simmons.
And he had a couple of whack performances.
Well, he was bad.
Embiid wasn't great. No. J.J. Redick had a rough night last night. I just had a feeling Philadelphia wasn't quite ready for this.
No.
And maybe in the next couple of years that they will be.
And I said, they are one really good player away. They need one more. They need a third option. I mean, J.J. Redick is a great shooter, but that's about all. You know, he doesn't really create, you know.
He's not a creator.
But Robert Covington can shoot it, but he doesn't. He has to, you know, work off screens. And then they've got their two international players that love to shoot the threes. But they need one more superstar. I mean, and I'm not talking Carmelo Anthony. They need one more really good player to challenge for supremacy.
So now the conference finals are set. And you and I said this the other day, that I think everybody at the beginning of the year, if you were betting on the final four teams, Houston, Golden State out west, Cleveland, Boston out east. Now, the path to get there would have not been similar at all.
Yeah.
If you play these seasons out 100 times, I think you might get the same result. But I think that you look at just the Celtics, that they get Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, two of the top 20 players in the NBA.
I wasn't going to say top 10. But
I almost said top 15, but for sure two of the top 20.
Yeah.
And Gordon Hayward breaks his leg in the first game.
First minute.
Kyrie Irving gets hurt in the last week. And so the Celtics go into this postseason a completely different team.
Yeah.
But they have found a way to squeak through. LeBron and the Cavs at the beginning of the year looked pretty good on paper.
Yeah.
Then they got on the floor, didn't look very good.
Well, they couldn't play any defense, and they were old.
Then they shipped out the whole team.
Yeah, they got rid of half their guys.
And brought in a new group of guys at the deadline, and then kind of figured it out near the end of the regular season. They almost blow it in the first round.
Right.
Then they just obliterate Toronto, who probably was the most consistent team in the NBA all year long. Houston would probably be better,
yeah.
But Toronto was very good,
yeah.
And they just obliterate them.
And the other team, I think, Oklahoma City, disappointed.
I think disappointed me.
Yeah, when you had Westbrook, Paul George,
playoff P,
Carmelo Anthony, then Stephen Ames, the terrorist,
Adams,
Adams.
Why you call him Ames.
Stephen Adams, the terrorist.
Is there a guy named Stephen Ames?
Golfer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy that talks smack to Tiger. Says, "I think I can play with him." Tiger goes out and beats him like 10-8 in match play. So, but they had four really good players, but they didn't have any depth, and I thought they were really disappointing this year.
The matchup out west is the matchup that everybody has been waiting to see, because Golden State is on a historic run right now. And when we look back in 20 years at this Golden State team, there are going to be a lot of Hall of Famers on this team.
Right.
Steve Kerr will probably be a Hall of Fame coach.
Right.
You look at this run where Golden State has flat out dominated. They have changed a lot of the game of basketball. Then there's this Houston team that for the last 4 years, they've been close. As soon as they got Harden, they've been close.
Yeah.
And they keep inching their way. Then now they have Chris Paul, not Cliff Paul, Chris Paul. They keep getting closer and closer. And this is the year that everybody is saying, okay, let's see who is the real team out west. My money is still on Golden State.
It's not. Golden State will win this series. Golden State's going to be the champion. They've been bored all year. They've had injuries. Oh,
yeah, they've been really hurt.
They've been banged up. Everybody's been hurt for them at one point or another. And like you say, they're on a historic run. You know, at some point, one of those guys is going to say, I'm not getting mine as far as money.
Yeah.
That's what's going to break them up. Money will be is the root of all evil. And that is what's going to bust that team up. My guess is Klay Thompson's the first guy.
That's and kind then, of been the thing I've
and
been
And then
hearing.
Draymond Green's the second guy. Durant and Curry, they're there forever. But Draymond Green, he's going to say, hey, where's my max contract? And, you know, Klay Thompson, where's my big money? You know, so money is going to what ends up doing Golden State in. But Houston's a really, really good team. James Harden dominates the ball. But I say I'm saying Golden State in five.
Wow.
Six at the most. It will not go seven.
So the Cavs and Celtics will start their series on Sunday. Monday will be Warriors and Rockets. I've got a hypothetical here for you, Steve. So I'm going to pretend like the Celtics aren't around. Let's say the Cavs are in the finals.
Okay.
Who do you think they can beat out west? Who do you think they have a better chance of beating? Do you think they have a better chance of beating Houston?
Houston, not without question.
I do think that if LeBron and the Cavs play Houston in the finals, they are going to give Houston a series.
Yes.
They might not win it, but they are going to make it close, and they're going to be competitive with them. If it's Golden State, I get the feeling it'll be a lot like it was last year,
right,
where they're close, but you can
five
tell
games.
There's
five
a gap.
Games max. Might be a 4-0. Five games max.
I'll be interested to see because Nick Wright, the guy we talked about the other day, mm-hmm. always talks about there's this narrative with LeBron James teams where about 3 weeks ago is the time where he says people start to say, oh, these Cavs, how could they ever get out of this series? Oh, mm-hmm. they're terrible. And then about 3 weeks later, they go, oh, well, of course they won. Look at the East. They're terrible. So we've reached the point where LeBron James gets into the big moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 7 years, 8 years, almost 15 years, he doesn't let down in these big moments.
Right.
Now, they haven't won in the finals a few times, well, several times, but he tends to live up to the big moment. The thing I'm worried about with Cleveland is the rest of the squad. How will they respond in the big moment? The good thing for the Cavs is that almost everybody that's playing an important role has been in the big moment before.
Right.
Where you look at the Celtics, that is not a very experienced team.
No. Are you going to count on Marcus Smart, King Flopper?
I wonder what Chad Alexander thinks of another Oklahoma State alum. You think him and Marcus Smart are buds?
I don't
think
know.
They go to the Cowboy brunch?
Hey, you know, Chad Alexander was on ESPN Classic the other night.
I didn't know that.
They had an Oklahoma State game on the
him
other night.
Him and Dougie?
Oh, yeah. Dougie Gottlieb.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You should have told me.
Yeah, Chad.
I'm surprised I didn't get an email from Grandpa Danny.
Oh, well, I am too. And, you know, Chad's looking good back then. I'm telling you, he looked good.
He's a good-looking dude.
He could play. The guy could play.
I would love to see Boone Pickens, Marcus Smart, and Chad Alexander all having a little meal together and chatting about Pokes basketball.
There you go.
That's what I want to see.
You bet.
So the NBA playoffs are set. Quickly, Royals, a little disappointment last night. I think we knew that when you score 15 runs in the first game of the series,
you're not going to score hardly any.
You're going to score three in the next game.
Three or less. It never fails. But that's a game, again, runners in scoring position. That's been their big bugaboo all year. They had a great chance in the ninth inning. Eske, phew. Are you kidding me? What a bad at bat. Goins, he looked like he was trying to hit the ball to Boston. I mean, he swung at three balls out of his shoes. And then John Jay wasn't doing it the Cardinal way like he did when he was in St. Louis. He was swinging at balls that were 3 feet off the plate.
They said something on the radio broadcast when I was listening here last night that John Jay, his last like 24 hits have all been singles.
Yeah. He's pinging it around. So, yeah, he's kind of, I don't know what's happening. He has no, he's a one-year stopgap guy. I mean, let's face it, they're going to try and find somebody better than him after this year. So, but the Royals, you know, they're playing a team. They got a great shot tonight because they got Kennedy going.
Against Kevin Gausman.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Chris Tillman tonight.
I think he was last night.
Okay. Well, Gausman's not bad. But, you know, they've got to take advantage of games against Baltimore. And I was watching MLB just a minute right before I came in, and Chris Russo, who I find...
The Mad Dog?
Yeah. He says, what are the Yankees... You know, the Yankees are like... They've won like 19 out of 20 or 18 out of 19. He goes, can you imagine when they play the Royals for the first time, the White Sox? He says, the Yankees could win like 120 games. He said, you know, there's so many bad teams in the American League this year. He says they could just run roughshod.
It is Chris Tillman. Okay. I don't know why I thought it was Kenny
Gossman. And he's not been good.
Yeah, 1-5 with a wonderful 9.24 ERA. Oh. Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we start to look at the Bullpup postseason. We've called it the year of the Bullpups, and now they have a chance to really make that a true statement. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE or at midkansasonline.com. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, if people want to go back and listen to today's show on podcast,
and what number later is it? What number is it?
I think we're at 147.
Okay.
We keep moving on up.
I thought we were hit 150 already.
Well, Susan Newton, she brought the cake that said 150.
Okay.
And I think she put it in her phone calendar a while back before we got sidetracked with things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So,
well, yeah, a couple days where we didn't have shows.
So we ate red velvet cake in honor of 150, unlike 146.
Yeah. So, hey, it was great red cake, though.
But yeah, podcast, soundcloud.com/KBESports. Look at you, Steve. Speaking of walking on sunshine, I was at the Chamber Coffee this morning, getting ready for All Schools Day.
Big day.
Oh, it's going to be a hot one tomorrow.
Ooh.
I think Mark said this morning it's going to be like 95. I got the weather in front of me.
And there's been years where I had gloves and
93.
Gloves and a stocking cap on.
Well, our owners, Jerry and Diane Davies, they went to the Chamber Coffee as well. And they looked like the local celebrities sitting in that room. People were coming up. They're kissing babies. Jerry's shaking hands with Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a big morning over there. So they're in town.
Well, All Schools Day means an awful lot to them. They come back for this. And this is a great event. And, you know, the radio station, of course, heavily involved. And, you know, we like to be kind of at the forefront. And we'll be broadcasting the parade.
You're going to watch on Facebook Live,
Mark,
Steve?
Mark and Lisa will be doing the play-by-play we do play-by-play. But no.
Oh, coming up down the stretch. Yeah, coming down Main Street from north to south.
And Uncle Sam will be,
The McPherson High Band.
You bet. So, no, and we're always glad to have them here. It's always a delight because, you know, they're our owners, and we are thankful that we have them as our owners.
Yeah, they were kissing babies. It was their tour. As we've got a fun weekend planned. Steve, what do you know about Facebook Live? I know that we've been saying we're going to broadcast on Facebook Live.
I don't know.
Do you even know what that means?
I don't know what that means. I know there's a Facebook page, and there's probably some place where you can get a video.
So Facebook Live is essentially live video. So if I pulled it up and I said, I'm going to Facebook Live Steve, I just sit here and I can record and people can watch it while it's happening live. So Steve, I think that maybe it's a little foreign concept, a little new.
Well, anything with a computer, you know, that I struggle with. I'm old school. I still, you know, I think I still have my typewriter that I can hunt and peck on.
You still got a rotary dial phone in your house, right?
Well, yeah, I think so too.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about Bullpup sports and everything that's coming up this weekend. We know tonight, Bullpup Girls Soccer, the only team in action, wrapping up the regular season against Salina Central. And I don't know how this schedule played out so perfectly for McPherson that the back half of it was playing a lot of bad teams.
Ooh.
And they get another team that is not playing well right now in Salina Central. I believe they are the bottom team in 5A. They're 2-13.
Okay.
So this is another game That this is not an El Dorado. This is not a Winfield. This is not a Rose Hill.
Yeah.
This will be an Augusta.
They will be more competitive from the standpoint they play bigger schools.
And, you know, the thing about Salina Central, Steve, is that they actually played well with some good teams at the beginning of this year. I think it was Andover Central that they lost to, like 2-1.
Yeah.
And so they've played some teams well. And that's the thing that makes you go, okay, Salina Central is not as bad as that record looks. But when you see 2-13, you start to start licking your chops.
Yeah, but the Bullpups have some incentive tonight.
Yeah.
5 goals. That's the Benchwater mark tonight.
And they get to 100 in the regular season.
Kind of like our
season.
100 shows.
That's true. Now at like 147.
Yeah.
And there are lots of records that will have the chance to be broken, not only tonight, but throughout the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk about some of those more, especially on the game broadcast tonight. Goals scored in a season individually and as a team. Some milestone marks in terms of wins. This is a team that, as things start to shape up right now, Steven, you can kind of get a feel for the postseason. They're going to be the number one team on the west side of the state. Or
they
the
have the best
Central South.
They have the regional. Best record, though, in 4-1A.
Right. So they will be at home until the Final Four, as long as they keep winning. And the Final Four is in Newton.
Right.
So let's say they're playing Spring Hill or Miege or Lewisburg or somebody from out east. It's a home field advantage because we know how well McPherson travels, especially to a place like Newton.
And that North Newton, for those that don't know, the Bethel at Bethel College, you don't even have to go into Newton. The stadium's right there. So you take exit, I want to say exit 34, whatever that is right there, and you're right there.
Yeah.
And it's a nice looking stadium. It's not very old. Got great turf, kind of wide open, not a lot of trees, you know, not a lot of wind blockage, but you got to get there first. But, you know, early in the year, we were saying, well, May South set the bar. Well, what we didn't realize, or at least I didn't realize, May South is 5A for soccer. So May South is not one of the teams that we have to beat. They are a 5A school in soccer. So that kind of changes the whole dynamic. That really puts the Bullpups in position where they're the best team in this part of the state.
It's hard to start predicting just yet who they're going to play in the first round because the thing that really throws it off is that they get a bye. And so the team that they're going to play on Tuesday of next week...
Well, played on Monday.
They're going to play on Monday.
Yeah.
So we don't really have a great feel. I would bet my house that they don't play El Dorado. You want to make that bet that El Dorado doesn't win its play-in game?
I doubt that they will. They haven't scored all year.
I want to point this out for McPherson High sports fans, just to know how good it is here. El Dorado has played 13 registered games. They might have played a few more.
I think they've probably played more.
They have been outscored 128-0. We're lucky here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That there are no teams that do anything like that.
Right.
And I think the Bullpups are almost the exact opposite of that. That they've played 15 games and have outscored their opponents by 88 goals.
Yeah.
So very fortunate here, and luckily a fortunate week coming up of competitive Bullpup sports. Let's take our final break. When we come back, I want to set the scene and the landscape for the state tennis tournament coming up this weekend, as well as all of the regionals, sub-states, whatever you call them, as we get into the postseason for every sport. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. Steve, as we start to look ahead a little bit, and I have something prepared to talk about tonight in the soccer broadcast, that which will start at about 6:20 here on 96.7 FM or at midkansasonline.com, that we don't want to start talking about the postseason yet, which, you know, we had to do that a lot. We had to hold ourselves back during basketball of saying, let's not talk about Miege yet, let's not talk about the state tournament. But all of that is now here. It's all right around the corner because the last team with regular season games soccer tonight.
Right.
Because state tennis coming up tomorrow and Saturday in Winfield.
Right.
League swimming on Saturday at El Dorado.
League track
on Friday.
Yeah, Bueller.
So now that the regular season is almost officially over, the postseason is here. And I think I heard you talking with Mark on maybe Tuesday morning where he was asking, oh, well, how many potential state champions do we have this year? And the number I think you threw out there was three.
Right.
That you think have a really good chance to do it. I think, obviously, the tennis teams have a great opportunity.
They're going to be first or second, there's no doubt.
I think girls track is a team that will have a chance.
They're the third of the three that I think they have the least best chance, I should say. They're going to score a lot of points. They may just not be deep enough, though.
Girls soccer?
Great
I think
chance.
You think that's probably the second best chance.
Exactly.
As they currently sit at 13-1-1, likely to be 14-1-1 going into the postseason with the number one record. The wild card that I think has a decent chance, let's go more than decent, a good chance, to at least make a run, Bullpup Baseball.
Really?
They have a tough regional. But the good thing about a tough regional,
if you beat two teams,
if you survive,
you've knocked out two of the best teams.
Exactly.
Right.
So they will play on Wednesday at 2:00 in Hayes, and we've talked about it a little bit already, that we'll be over there calling these games. They'll get Ulysses to start, then Bueller or Hayes to go to state. And this is the type of team, Steve, that I think is designed for a state tournament, because state baseball is really weird.
Yeah.
And it's different than the postseason in Major League Baseball. It's different than the postseason in college baseball. High school baseball in Kansas is strange. That if you have one really good pitcher, you've got a chance to make a good run.
Yeah.
If you have two pitchers that are really good, then you can be great. Especially if you have a little bit of offense. And the thing that we've seen with this McPherson High baseball team, they have more than a little bit of offense. They're averaging like almost 10 runs per game.
And see, that's stunning to me, because coming into the season, I would have never imagined that this team could score that many runs. They've had some guys really step up, and of course, we've talked about the top four in the order. They have just been dynamite all year.
When you have a top of the order that you know every time you get back to the top of it, you're going to score at least one. I think it would be interesting to go back and look at stats, pull out the box scores from every game, and say how many times did they go through the order in games this year, which is probably 60 times. How many times did 1, 2, 3, or 4 not score?
Exactly.
It would be very few.
Yeah.
So when you know you have runs coming, and you know that you've got at least one guy, I think they have three guys that they can count on in a regional, in a state tournament, that gives you a chance, because there are a lot of teams with one. They've got one guy that can get them going. But when you get into the second game of regionals, that's where it gets scary. And I think the Bullpups are suited to play in the postseason.
It all comes down to pitching.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. The team with the best, the deepest pitching is the team that's going to win state.
And the thing that we like about Bullpup soccer and their chances, they've just got so much offense.
They can score.
And it's the same thing that we've been talking about all year. You think you can shut down one of them, and that might be the answer, but it's not. Claire Hedlund has scored 16 goals this year, and I don't know if anybody's talking about her. I don't even know if she's on the game plan for people. She scored 9 goals last week in three games.
I know.
So when you have that type of versatility, good word there, that many different people that can score, you have a strong defense, you have a good goalie, and 5 different girls that can score at will, you have a great chance.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of like the New York Yankees of girls soccer. Who's Aaron Judge? Aislinn Hughes.
Who's Giancarlo Stanton?
I would say Claire Hedlund.
Who's Didi Gregorius?
Jesse Kinniston.
Who's Gary Sanchez?
Kenzie Godwin.
No,
I'd say Hannah Hageman.
That's what I was going to say.
Hannah Hageman, yeah.
I think she's got a Gary Sanchez
vibe to
her. So this will be a very fun week and weekend. So like we mentioned, state tennis, Friday, Saturday in Winfield. League track, Friday at Bueller. League Swimming Saturday at El Dorado. The next week, Monday is Regional Golf at Turkey Creek. Tuesday, Softball Regionals, which will be in Bueller. The Bullpups will play Abilene at 4:30. Girls Soccer will have their opening round. Wednesday is Baseball Regionals. Thursday, the soccer second game, right, as well as Track and Field Regionals, which will be at Andale, and then Swimming State at Topeka Friday and Saturday.
Boy, Andale, that's a tough regional for the Bullpups at Track and Field, because Andale's a powerhouse.
We'll wrap up today's show. We will have a show tomorrow. It'll break up the All Schools Day a little bit here and maybe give some people wandering Main Street a little entertainment. Probably not. But who knows. We wrap things up here on According to Jim. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tonight at McPherson Stadium.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.